As always, when I record these, I'm sitting in my car, and right now it is raining, so I apologize if that gets picked up. But I got a message from Brockman last night, and this is going to be my third episode in what has apparently become a series of comparing DCCW and the MCU, and he wanted to offer an alternative for Black Panther, where I had compared it with Black Lightning and had expressed that while that definitely fits, at the same time it was a little on the nose, he saw a different option. And I have to give credit where it's due because I hadn't considered this, and I definitely see the point. He considered Black Panther to be like Arrow. Now, follow me here. We talked about it a little bit back and forth. So basically, in both cases, Arrow and in Black Panther, you have Oliver Queen and T'Challa, a couple of rich guys who go on a trip, not necessarily a vacation, but a trip with their fathers, where their fathers end up dying on these trips. They come home and have to wrestle with atoning for the sins of the father. In Oliver's case, you know, everything he had done to help Malcolm Merlyn in season one with The Undertaking. In T'Challa's case, with his father killing his uncle and leaving his cousin to grow up an orphan and setting off the events or Killmonger's actions in Black Panther. I think this makes a lot of sense. He took it a little bit further, actually, though. He compared Okoye to the Black Canaries, which I think you could kind of look at that a couple different ways in that, you know, Okoye is just the leader of the Dora Milaje, and they have multiple of them who, and there have been multiple Black Canaries. I almost would look at Okoye more as Diggle, as maybe not, she's not officially the second in command of Black Panther, at least not royally speaking, but when it comes to battle, she absolutely would be his second. And I think that would be a stronger comparison. He had also mentioned Felicity and Shuri. Obviously, the love that Felicity and Oliver have is quite different from what T'Challa and Shuri have for each other, but both Shuri and Felicity serve a similar role in that they are effectively both the guy in the chair, the Overwatch, the Watchtower, whatever you want to call it, whatever term from whatever show you want to take, they are that person that helps remotely. That said, I think where they differ a little bit is Shuri, in my opinion, from what we've seen between Infinity War and in the Black Panther movie itself, is probably less helpless in the field, meaning I think she can better take care of herself in the field, but they are both that tech genius who typically helps from afar, and I could absolutely see that comparison. If I wanted to take it a little further, I could even bring up and say Wakabi is sort of like the Tommy Merlyn, where it's the childhood best friend and closest confidant who they have a falling out and eventually separate, at least ideologically. I've considered trying to make other comparisons, but honestly, the Wakabi Tommy one feels like the last one I could possibly do without reaching. And even that feels a little bit like a reach. But ultimately, the overall, not themes of race, but the themes of a family, of atonement for your father's sins, of friendship even, those themes, I do feel you could argue for a similarity with Arrow and Black Panther. So I definitely get where he's coming from. I think I maybe ultimately still think Black Panther and Black Lightning is better, but I will say credit where it's due for a less obvious, less on the nose, yet still very valid comparison. Let me know what you think. I'm Brentech Prime on Twitter.